Johnson unveiled new viral.
Pretty down night right now.
Psych! Is it Taco Tuesday?
What is it?
Taco Tuesday!
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. I got the cheese, she tasting the Kool-Aid. Migo the plug, Guadalupe. She gon' do what the group say, Caprende. Caliente. She get the bag, but she gotta get it 10 ways. Okay, now underlay. What the money make? We can elevate.
Shanae, like she on the runway. It's a payday when she get the comfy. Mama see the one tequila in the Bombay. Trap bean in the cul-de-sac of one way. She won't perk before she take her off a skirt. Perk, perk. Put in work, put your name on the skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
D-Diamond get the wiggin' like the flirt.
Flirt, flirt.
Decay, put your face on the shirt.
Shirt.
Been having flavor giving way since birth.
My name Jose.
Hola.
It's a long line at the doorway.
We
serving taco, getting with the nacho. Fucking with a bad vibe and she go both ways.
Bad.
Can up the racks off a show date.
Yellow.
I never ever see a broke day.
Oh, no.
Looking to the eyes of the goat face.
Go.
The gang in the real is a four way.
Taco Tuesday, I got the cheese, she tasting the Kool-Aid.
Taco.
Migo the plug, Guadalupe. She gon' do what the group say, Caprende. Caliente.
Oh.
She get the bag, but she gotta get it 10 ways. Okay, now underlay. What the money make?
Money
we
make.
Can elevate.
Elevate.
Have you all heard tonight, verbose.xyz, that is us, and I am Miles the Mouth Low Road, coupled with my man Crafter, a.k.a. my dick run hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. 2-for-1 at RB Special. How you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm here for the 65.
Indeed.
First things first, I'll let everyone know, the Don... I'm sure this will be a normal thing with having the Don here. So maybe AKA, eat some of my word.
AKA the Grand Poobah, just saying. But go on, the Don. What about the Don? What do you have to say?
I'm the curious. Jacker case. I mean, he was aware of the construction site video before any of us. I doubted him. He was correct. I will eat my words. I am wrong. I need to make this apparent. But otherwise, here we go.
Otherwise, here we go. Grand Poobah also joining us tonight, obviously, with a big apology for Crafter. So, how you doing tonight, sir?
Buddy. Apology necessary.
So, yeah.
Just to let everybody know, Semper Tyrannis.
What does that mean?
It's to all tyrants. Basically a threat. John Wilkes Booth. When he killed Lincoln, so.
Oh, shit. That's funny, because I was starting off the day with a Abe Lincoln quote, and you throw a John Wilkes Booth quote. That's legit. Isn't that like old school Johnny Depp? Wasn't he talking about John Wilkes Booth?
No. Not what that was. He was...
But I have a feeling that Johnny Depp pales in comparison to the likeness of John Wilkes Booth or any individual from that time period.
Well, wow. You know about Mary Surratt, right? And the family?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
Surratt?
Yeah, Mary Surratt.
Okay.
She was the innkeeper, and her son, I believe, was in with Booth and everything. And they literally hung the assassination by association on her and hung her. Thanks, huh?
Wait, you kind of cut out on me there. What was the end of that?
Well, they hung her for treason, sedition, assassination.
Wow, crazy.
Pretty so sick shit.
So she was the brains behind John Wilkes Booth?
I wouldn't say that, but she definitely was in on it.
Word. So I want to get back to that jogger a little bit, though. Obviously, Grand Poobah on point with the details. Apparently not a jogger, definitely a trespasser. But was it worth, was it necessary to take this individual's life?
Wasn't.
It was not.
Oh, it's. If you look at the video, it's pretty obvious that what's his name didn't shoot Jogger. It was an accident caused by them fighting over a weapon, which in itself is going to probably raise a lot of, people's necks because they. All bent out of shape when white people carry guns.
Right? That's quite an escalation, though. Like, someone grabs your gun, one person's gonna die in that situation. Unless you really didn't fucking think it through, you know? Like, you're grabbing the gun thinking in your mind that you're gonna point it back at someone, not thinking that someone's pointing a gun and you has their fucking finger on the trigger. Now you just, now you have to make a choice. You or them, you know? What do you think, Crafter?
I mean, I know it gets like, political, but definitely this having a gun in this situation escalated the situation. That's for sure. If I was a person who just trespassed or just stole some shit from a house and some guy was chasing me with a shotgun, like my thinking is not the same if some guy's just following me. I don't know. It definitely escalated the situation, and I'm not trying to like confuse his right to carry it or anything like that. You know, like. That's all for the legal experts. But it definitely does not create a situation that looks like it's going to end in a non-violent manner, usually. It seems like an escalation. Same like times when police draw their guns. You know, like, it's an escalation. It's not a de-escalation.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And, you know, I can't imagine myself picking up a, you know, like, seeing someone trespassing, right? And then... not just shooing them off in some sort of way, but then essentially tracking them with weapons in hand to, like, see their next move or to citizen's arrest or whatever. I don't see myself ever doing that, you know, unless they're coming in my property, in my home. I don't know if I would act. Maybe if it was my neighbor's place, you know, I'd definitely be calling the cops, but I'm not, you know, where's the location of this? Was this a rural area, suburban area? What was it?
It's a suburban area, like many houses.
It's more or less a gated community, too.
Interesting.
Huh. And all the other videos that have shown up of him being at that same location at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I saw where somebody did some enhancement on the video, and it shows him walking into the place with sneakers on, but. Shoes or whatever he was wearing when he was in the altercation, they certainly look like Timberlands.
Right. So he definitely, it appears that he wasn't jogging. The funny thing is, even, you know, I listen to Fox News Radio every morning, and Brian Kilmeade even was talking, still referring to this guy as the jogger, right? And that these guys were being persecuted, you know what I mean? Or this guy had been persecuted in this situation, and that, you know, this was some sort of, insinuating it was some sort of hate crime. It seems like this is kind of like a seasonal thing, as seasonal as the flu, as seasonal as colds are, fucking, we have to have our hate crime of the year. Do you think there's any validity to that?
I feel like the media definitely jumped on it like that. They're going to be sorely disappointed because of the it's a lot more complex than just a jogger running or just two men defending their neighbor's yard. It's more complex than that. All this information we know because of watching videos and hearing about it and reading about it. Like, how much did the shooters know about this information, and how did they know? Because the owner of the house says he didn't know the shooters at all. So. Mm. The So it's confusing. You know, like how would they know that he was breaking into this site unless they were the ones snooping around the neighborhood? Like, you know, is intrusion of privacy when you're an ex-cop a crime? Yes. You know, like
That's already been debunked.
Has it?
Yeah, that guy coming out and saying, I had nothing to do with it, I didn't ask them. There's an audio clip from 911 in which he or one of the two were on the phone and he asked them to keep an eye on the place after a previous
trespassing on the or property. Break-in.
It's not technically a break-in, but it's fairly obvious that wasn't there just to check the wiring. So, you know, did that wrong. He'd been there before. It was an altercation face-to-face with the same people 2 weeks before. That's where that the 911 call comes in, the other one. There's the video evidence going back to October of last year, him being on that property at all hours of the night. Then when they take this away from the locality, it's predominantly white, and hand it to a prosecutor, the fourth now, who's a black woman. This has just got all the makings of Baltimore, or she's being set up for failure. She can't prosecute this case. Mm-hmm. I mean, prosecuting it and trying to get a eviction, the way she can do this is to move it to Atlanta, have at least 11 out of 12 jurors be black, and get a conviction based, you know, like a jury nullification. A conviction based on racial prejudice and innuendo, and it'll just get tossed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just looking at Atlanta turning into a shitstorm, probably.
It's going to get tossed, and by it getting tossed, it's going to create some sort of uproar like a Rodney King. Or am I going too far with that? Shout out to Medic Burns, who's been on the front line of this pandemic. Word up. Shout out to Medic Burns. What up, Vague Trey? Welcome. But yeah, what were we talking about? Fuck, threw me off for a second.
Jogger.
Oh yeah, Jogger.
Fucking... Whoa, stop it.
I mean,
it's not Jogger anymore, because that's
Trespasser.
It's not what he's doing, but I feel I know where that narrative came from as well. Like, he probably went and told his family, you know, because you don't tell your family, hey, I'm going to go fucking, you know, look for shit to steal. I'm going to go jogging. So he told his family he went to go jogging. He winds up dead. Cops go tell his family. He's like, oh, he just went jogging. And that's where the narrative comes from. It's not a complete lie. That's what his family thought he was doing, or at least his mother.
Oh, using the word jogger is now derogatory.
Jogger sounds like
symbolic for it sounds, another word they don't like.
It sounds similar to my dick burns. my dick burns. Oh wait, it's Medic Burns. Sorry, did I say it 5 times? Anyways, Vague Trey, thank you for showing up. I didn't realize that my dick burns. I think Crafter knew that, but he's the one who gave it to me. So, cheers to you. Mike Oxmall too. Mike Oxmall. That's fucking legit. See, we we need more of that shit going on, because we get so fucking deep into shit, we forget about like the love line aspect of shit, you know, like some more things that you could say to people that make them say stupid things. What were the stupid things as a kid you did like that to fucking fucking say what? Hey, Crafter.
What?
Ah! That's what I'm talking about. But yeah,
I'm
so
gay
fuck
now.
Yeah, you gay. We all knew that. But anyways, the jogger guy, that's interesting in the news. What the fuck's going on? The fuck's going on in fucking COVID world right now? It's fucking beautiful.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court shot down the governor's at home, and the bars were packed last night.
Oh, I saw a fucking article on that. People were fucking, yeah, it slammed that shit. No, not a single mask, too. It was fucking beautiful. It was great to see. Oh, you from Wisconsin? Oh, shit. Can we talk about mods? Yeah, the mods do go hard right now. It's fucking insane.
They're fucking everywhere. It's moth apocalypse up in this bitch. Like, I mean, there's like 400 on my fucking porch right now. I swear to God, I fucking hate moths. Like, I'm about to get a flamethrower up in this bitch. Fuck this shit.
For real, dude. I need to get a shop vac. Like, literally my garage was filled with about 100 of them last night. It was fucking insane. I took my compressor and put an air chuck on it and just, like, blew it into the rafters in the garage, and literally they just started all congregating. It was a fucking swarm of them. So you call a large movement of locusts a plague of locusts. What do you call a large movement of moths? I don't know. That's the fucking question of the week right there.
That's a good question, but I suffered through gypsy moth infestation in Denver in that 88, where... they're about the size of your hand, and like thousands of them would get on the front door, and we couldn't even open the front door.
Oh my God, Pixar didn't happen, by the way. That's
I have pics.
No fucking way, dude. Ooh, Boozy's gonna be Boozy. Turn away. Don't look at these pictures.
You have
nightmares for it from it. It's cool. Yeah, you have to DM that shit to me so I could fucking share those with my girl. She'll love them. Fuck that. Right? Literally. That's so funny. Boozy has an uncontrollable fear of things flying at her face. And the crazy thing about these moths is they don't fucking care, dude. They're gonna fly at you. They'll fucking fly at you. That would be fucking crazy if, like, COVID traveled from moth to human.
That's the cause. Moth apocalypse caused COVID.
Yeah, I want to fucking believe that. It's so awesome. If you're just joining us for the first time for Boast.xyz, check us out. That's where all our shit is. Feel free to follow. You can keep your diamonds and shit. It's cool, man. Thank you, though. Shout out to Vague Trey and his homie fucking Medic Burns. Oh, I love the internet. Fuck. And I feel like right now, the craziest thing is, like, how divided everything is just based on COVID-19. You know? It's like the whole Antifa Proud Boy thing again, except it's on a wider scale, because you're ganged out based on your PPE. The less PPE that you wear, the more conservative you are. The more PPE you wear, the more liberal you are. I guess that's not the case. It's like freedom versus fascism. You know what I mean? It might be perceived left or right, but the actuality of it is like freedom versus fascism. No?
Yeah. Did you hear about the guy that went to the store wearing a face mask with a Nazi flag on it?
Oh, I just saw that
briefly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, he was trying to protest the idea of a flag that it is Nazi Germany, and everyone took it that he is a Nazi. Like, it sucks so bad for that guy. He's like, they didn't get the irony at all.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. What do you think? There was that same kind of irony behind the guy who had the KKK mask, or do you think that he was just like rocking? He finally had a chance to bust it out. It had been a couple years.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a weird one. That's a weird one.
Yeah. I'm busting out the Guy Fawkes masks, so.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to wear a mask, fucking might as well make it cool, right? Lucha Libre mask. It covers your mouth, the top of your mouth.
What if a gimp mask with a zipper mouth?
Fucking perfect. Exactly. And that's where MLG fucked up, too. Did you watch any of that, Don?
Oh, I don't listen to her anymore.
Oh, my God, dude. This isn't a spectacularly beautiful one. I wish I had a clip for you, but it's too torturous. So on YouTube, there's all these craft chicks that, like, you know, make things with glitter and glue and, you know, fucking, I don't know. Do people use pipe cleaners for crafts anymore? Is that a thing? I don't know. Anyways, on all these craft channels, they started pumping out the masks, right? Using bandanas and hair ties. Well, halfway through Michelle Lujan Grisham, for the uninitiated, I'm going to go MLG from now on throughout this podcast, but MLG, literally in the middle of her conference, is having a tutorial on how to make a bandana mask and saying that if you don't have a mask, this is an alternative. Laura DY, shout out to Laura DYY. You can come on the show anytime, but I'm pretty sure HBO will keep you from doing that. So enjoy your ducats somewhere else. California, fucking Canadian, fuck you. Guns are good. Anyways, so yeah, how about that? A beautiful thing about MLG is in the same conference, she said that there will be masks available, and she has 400 seamstresses that are whipping some shit up, right? So probably buying fucking pounds and pounds of felt from China or some shit. Already covered in COVID, who knows? And then she's planning on, if you're homeless or if you're destitute, they will mail you a mask. Riddle me this. If you're fucking homeless, how the fuck are you going to get mailed a mask?
At your home. That you don't have.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. That's our governoress. That's the governoress. Our governor of fucking New Mexico.
Hopefully like only one term.
Yeah, I was serious about impeachmlg.com. That's real. That's a real thing. There's a PDF on there of, it lays out the whole, reasons for impeachment and, has pages for signatures. You want to go out there and fucking canvas the street, go and do it. That obviously only if you're in New Mexico. You have to be a registered voter as well. But I'm about it. We're already fucked as a state. The moment Russia decided to start pumping out oil to the effect of, billions of gallons and preventing our state from making money off of oil, that's when we were fucked. Michelle Lujan Grisham is just like the fucking icing on the shit sandwich. That's all that is. It's fucking, rubbing salt in the eyes and fucking kicking you while you're down and shit. So... So yeah, we were already fucked, but so I could stand waiting it out, I suppose, for one term, but I'd rather her be removed and never involved in any other fucking government bullshit ever again. Her track record speaks for that. She used to be the commissioner of public health or something like that in New Mexico, and she left this position, but on the books it's like she was asked to leave this position, so and now she's trying to give us tips on how to fucking be, and if you're out there in TV watching land watching this later or now, think about that in your mind's eye. What the fuck is going on in your state? I dig the fact that the feds are kind of staying out of it. I think it's a lot different than like Obama, even Bush era, with like FEMA shit. But I think that it also shines a light on how shitty these fucking states are, and our state fucking sucks. Shout out to Wisconsin. Fuck yeah, I want to go to the bar. Let's go to Wisconsin, get drunk.
Yeah.
Just because you can. Fuck yeah. Well, fuck. This is always fun. I'm having fun. You guys having fun tonight? We got a shit ton of clips tonight. Try to get through a few of these. So I know Grand Poobah is familiar with this Boris Johnson, and I think you and I were on the Boris Johnson train at some point. I want to pick your brain, but let's check out this clip from CBS Evening News. This is essentially Boris Johnson unveiling his new COVID lockdown rules. Let me get back to the good shit. Oh yeah, let me go this way, because... Yeah, you don't want to see my stupid face. Or do you want to see my stupid face? Alright, let's see my stupid face. These moths got me all fucking PTSD'd out, dude. Like, I literally see shadows in the corner of my eye and shit. Okay. So, again, CBS News. Fuck you, Boris Johnson. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Fuck you. Here we go.
...and unveiled new virus lockdown rules, including a controversial stay alert slogan. Elizabeth Palmer is in London.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's approach to end Britain's lockdown will be measured and careful.
But it would be madness now to throw away that achievement by allowing a second spike. We must stay alert. We must continue to control the virus and save lives.
That matches the caution of both governments and citizens in other European countries hit hard, like Italy and Spain.
Damn. Look at these people. There is light at the end. Good little rats.
Not so in good little sheep, which is emerging as a serious epicenter. Even though President Jair Bolsonaro's support...
I love this. Every country, you know... Well, I can't say every country, because Sweden's already over it, you know, but this shit, it's like, the country that decides to do it, they're gonna, like, pump that number, it seems.
Still, he's provoked outrage as a COVID denier who still won't social distance. And this weekend, he went for a provocative spin on a jet ski.
Oh, yeah.
As the number of coronavirus deaths passed 10,000, local authorities put a COVID message on Rio's famous Christ the Redeemer statue. Have a heart, wear a mask.
Oh, shit.
In Africa and Southeast Asia, the virus does...
We're a dust collector.
More slowly, maybe because...
You're not hearing anything? Huh.
...tends on average to be younger. But no one Weird. Is sure. And it's quite
Are
possible
you...
that the worst is yet to come. One rule that may come into force as the UK emerges from its lockdown...
Weak.
...is a mandatory 2-week...
Are you listening to it on SyncTube?
...arriving in Britain. CBS News, London.
All right, then. Well, fuck. Ah, you missed out on this clip. Anyways, it's just Boris Johnson blathering on about, we must stay safe, we must stay the course. We've gotten this far, let's not fuck it up now. There's also some other tasty tidbits in there about Brazil. I forgot about that shit, but to the point... do you think Boris Johnson is just scared as he got COVID and almost died, or was this in the cards for locking down Britain and kind of turning that way? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's just following the fucking dialogue that he's been given. In a way, because all of them are getting on the same page now and saying the same things. I mean, it could be as easy as that. This is the only way to defeat COVID, I guess, you know, Occam's razor. But mm-hmm. it just, I don't know. Like, I just feel like reusing masks, keeping a piece of cloth real close to your face, you know, limiting your breathing supply, you know, when we're facing a lung disease is risky. Like, if we're reusing the same masks, we're keeping other bacteria close to our face, we might see an increase in other pneumonia or other diseases, strep throat, other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And then you can go get tested for COVID and come up positive. Juno, you might not want to tell people that you're a free inhabitant. Isn't that one of those, what are those motherfuckers called? You know what I'm talking about, Crafter, those free inhabitant motherfuckers. They travel.
Sovereign citizens.
Sovereign citizens, thank you. They are retarded people. Oh, come on, Juno, you're special. fucking sovereign citizens. You want to, they are retarded. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I read that wrong. But, yeah, the sovereign citizens are considered a terrorist group, though. So, yeah. Go around saying you're a free inhabitant and that you have the right to travel, a cop gonna get suspicious. Fucking A, right? But yeah, I agree with you so much on that point, Crafter. Fuck the mask. As far as being having all this dust collector on your face, like, it's been spring, you know what I mean? And all that shit gets on the outside. You don't have a bunch of fucking masks. You know you're reusing that shit, so you're just getting those teratogens all over the fuck your face. And... honestly, Grand Poobah, I fucking agree with you. I think that the coronavirus is just the common cold. even if it's just, you know, even if it is modified to be a novel coronavirus and to have some uniqueness or something else to it, maybe so that Bill Gates can own it or whatever, and they can try to, maybe they've been close to a vaccine, they're trying to develop something, they have, maybe they have a vaccine, they develop this coronavirus to be eradicated by it, but then so that they can push out, you know, vaccines and shit like that to control the masses, who knows, but at the end of the day, coronavirus is the common cold, bottom line.
You've seen the latest report with this blah 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 inflammatory disease kids.
Yes, I've heard a little bit about it. Tell us what you know.
Oh, had the measles. That's the measles. Everything they're showing with the rash and everything, it's the measles. So I don't know why. I don't know if there's something different about this, but everything I see and all the symptoms, it's measles. So, and corona cause measles? No, but it definitely hits your immune system. And kids, a lot of these kids go to school with a lot of other kids who aren't vaccinated for measles. So,
And on top of that, we're like hyper washing our hands right now. We're covering our faces. You know, we're allowing other bacteria in, but wiping out good bacteria completely. And now, you know, we're bored and associating with kids and stuff. And then this comes up. Interesting. And then it's an easy way to be like, oh, look, a new disease that's developed with it. Oh, so you have a compromised immune system because you're hyper wiping your whole entire existence. And then you end up with another disease, and everything is just related to COVID now.
Think of the children.
Protect the children and old people. What? You don't want to protect the children and old people? But that's crazy, Juno, that New York's opening halfway. I think that, you know, what's his name? Fucking Andrew Cuomo. He's another one of those super left individuals, tyrants. Much like MLG, so you see similarities there. That's very interesting. It's definitely a narrative, in my mind. In my opinion, Juno says, in my opinion, what we needed to do, in my opinion, is to be more cautious. Maybe from the get-go, yes. And maybe so now, yes. But I don't think we ever need to close again. I think that instead, we need to ride it out like we do the flu. And accept the loss that we have and be grateful that we get to live another day. You know, it's fucking America. Reread. Oh. In my opinion, we did what we needed to, but in my opinion, we are being too cautious. Oh, okay, yeah, thank you. I agree with you. We are being way too cautious all over the fucking country. But it depends what state you're in, you know? Shout out to Wisconsin, like I said.
Hey, we've got 85,000 deaths that shouldn't have happened. I'm not telling you that that's just about 10,000 deaths more than we average anyway, so.
A bad flu season. A bad flu season.
Now, this is being spun so many different ways.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to all those motherfuckers trying to, like, you know, get the economy going, get America started again. One of those people, surprisingly enough, Elon Musk. We're going to go through a couple clips here. They're short. I believe this one's from Reuters. And it talks about his... I almost went the wrong way with this. This one talks about fucking moving out of California. Let's see, where am I here? Here we go.
As we mentioned, we're reporting from...
Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted Saturday that the company will move its headquarters and future programs to Texas or Nevada from California immediately. Musk said, quote, "Frankly, this is the final straw. Tesla will now move its headquarters and future programs to Texas, Nevada immediately. If we even retain Fremont manufacturing activity at all, it will be dependent on how Tesla is treated in the future." Alameda County's health department had said the electric car maker must not reopen its Fremont factory until the end of May, with only essential businesses allowed to reopen. Musk on Thursday told employees that limited production would restart at Fremont Friday afternoon as state orders eased. Musk, in another tweet, said Tesla would file a lawsuit against Alameda County immediately and said, quote, "The unelected and ignorant interim health officer of Alameda is acting contrary to the governor, the president, our constitutional freedoms, and just plain common sense." In March, Musk sparred with California officials over whether his company had to halt production in Fremont, home to Tesla's only U.S. vehicle factory. A county official on Friday said that its health department has had many discussions with Tesla and recommended it wait at least another week to monitor infection rates and discuss safe ways to resume production.
It's fucking Tesla. Come on. They can make their own fucking masks and shit. We'll back to back this one. This is later on in the week. Tesla fucking reopened. Here we go.
CEO Elon Musk says Tesla is restarting production in California in defiance of a county order. He tweeted Monday that he would also join workers on the assembly line and that, quote, "If anyone is arrested, I ask that it only be me." Musk's showdown highlights the challenges U.S. states face to reopen.
So that's fucking cool. I don't know. What do you think? Is Tesla bluffing on this shit, or is this just a show of force so that he can make some money? I don't know. What do you think?
Have you seen the lot that he built outside of, Reno?
Oh, shit, no. So it's he already huge. Has...
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
It's freaking huge. So moving is not an issue.
Wow. Cool. What would be cool is if he moved all of his current employees and just, like, super fuck you to California. Like, I'm going to increase the fucking population of Nevada on top of that. Take away these fucking tax dollars from you.
There's 10,000 people. There's 10,000 employees at that factory in California.
Fuck yeah. Elon Musk, if you end up running across this, maybe Alex Jones will show it to you. I don't know. Move to Reno and then take all your California employees with you. Just do it. Pay for them all.
I would join Tesla in Reno.
Oh, fucking A.
With the jobs that were in California, not a fat chance.
Right? I would love to fucking work in Nevada. I think it would be awesome. Like Henderson or something like that. There's a lot of tech
jobs. Up north,
it's
a little chilly.
Word, I'm down, though. I don't give a fuck. Colder, the better.
Nevada is a little bit better on the freedom meter, for sure. A little bit more freedom in Nevada.
Yeah,
Corpus
like
is registered there.
No state taxes?
State tax, my corpus registered there, and they do not honor subpoenas.
Really? Interesting. Yeah,
the state doesn't honor any... this unmasking of corporations. So if somebody wanted to know who Thor Consulting was, they could inquire, but Vada does not respond to those.
Wow, cool. Good move fucking incorporating in Nevada. How about they don't, it's state mandated that jobs are not allowed to drug test prior to employment.
Is that true in Nevada?
Yeah.
I thought the casinos always had that option.
The state is mandated they cannot discriminate based on marijuana testing positive in a drug test.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay, so they drug test, you got weed, you good. Is that
correct.
The case? Ah, see, yeah, fucking A. Because fuck all the other drugs. You know, if I were to drug test, I'd want to know if I could vibe with you, you know? Like, oh, you're a drinker and you smoke weed. All right, cool, we can hang out. Whoa, you do meth? I don't think so. You know what I mean?
Don't let the pothead work at the snack bar, you know? Like, fucking, make him go clean toilets.
For real, though.
Dude, don't do that, man.
Don't do what?
Those urinal cakes start to smell real good when you're that hungry.
They look tasty, bro. It's like a pink disc of yummy.
Yeah.
Wait, you never fucking, you never eaten a fucking urinal cake before? No?
No.
Huh. Oh, hey, so did you know that the libertarian, wait,
sure.
Wait, you're not supposed to eat those, Juno says. So, changing subject, did you know that the Libertarian Party actually has a decent candidate? Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, here. No. His name is Justin Amash, former Republican. Here, there's a little video from the Daily Caller. Here we go.
With Election Day, voters could have a third-party choice on the ballot.
We are waking up to another potential presidential contender.
Okay. Oh, God damn. Oh, fuck. Hold up.
Michigan's Republican turned independent Congressman Justin Amash announced the news
on
Twitter last night, saying, "Today I launched an exploratory committee to seek the Libertarian Party's nomination for President of the United States."
West Michigan Congressman Justin Amash has made it official. He's hoping to be the nominee for the Libertarian Party.
We do not have room for error in this election. This is no time for a Ross Perot or a Jill Stein.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Or a Ralph Nader.
I would vote for any of them.
The next election is the time, or the one after that. But the truth is, the system will never change unless people step up. And we've seen time and again throughout history, people step up who were told this is not the time, whether it was Barack Obama or dozens of other candidates throughout history.
When I look at the presidential field, I see two candidates who aren't really cut out for it. And we really need leadership in Washington right now, and we need honesty and practicality. And we don't have that right now.
Have you got any major financial donors lined up?
No.
Our Constitution is brilliant and awesome.
You've got to understand Justin Amash. He's been in Congress quite some time. I think he's only ever asked one question in all the committees that he's been in. He votes more with Nancy Pelosi than he ever votes with me. It's a question whether he's even in our Republican conference as a whole.
The president firing back, slamming the first Republican lawmaker to call for his impeachment, calling Congressman Justin Amash a total lightweight, accusing him of courting publicity.
Too often he uses it for personal attacks. To put people down.
Independent Michigan Congressman Justin Amash left the Republican Party last year.
Do you think you would be leaving the Republican Party if Donald Trump were not president?
Yes, I do. And
what was that?
He dresses like a gay man.
And he kind of acts gay. He kind of gay.
Now there's something wrong with that. Now there's something wrong with that.
Well, I was saying gay in more of the faggot kind of sense. Like a useless bundle of sticks. I don't know. I don't know if I can finish this clip. He's just gay. All right, let's keep playing. Fuck it.
And I've had concerns with the Republican Party for several years. I've had concerns with the party system generally.
If it's Comey's word against the president's word, who do you trust?
See, I agree with that. You know what I mean? The party system fucks with me. I agree with that. There's tidbits in there somewhere.
I think it's pretty clear I have more confidence in Director Comey.
It's very disturbing. This is
what
you expect from Justin. He never
Oh, God, it hurts. You have faith in Comey. What the fuck, dude? Dear God.
...supported the president, and I think he's just looking for attention.
Republican Congressman Justin Amash became the first Republican member of Congress to support impeaching President Trump.
I rise today in support of these articles of impeachment. I come to this floor not as a Democrat, not as a Republican, but as an American.
The person who demonizes people every day is Donald Trump.
Ugh. God damn it. It just fucking hurts. I can't even continue. What do you think, Don? Dan Kershaw, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Don, who that jackass is. He's gonna get about 4 votes.
I'd rather vote for John McAfee. What do you think, Crafter?
McAfee? No.
I'm disappointed that it's John McAfee. I want to see that guy eat his own dick, do crazy shit, fuck hookers, and do heroin on the fucking White House lawn. I wanted him to, like, treat America how most of everyone out here treats America.
And the world. He would do this to America and the world.
Yeah, and it's fucked up. But, like, I don't know. But Biden is a fucking shitty ass fucking creepy child toucher, and fucking Trump is an ego driven mediocrity. I mean, And that was the lightest insult I could give to Trump, you know? Like, he's just ego-driven and mediocre.
I mean, part of what kills me about Trump right now is that he's not... It's not a strong stance. And with the whole, you know, draining of the swamp, what the fuck is Fauci doing here? He is the swamp. He's fucking Bill Gates' fucking mouthpiece. You know what I mean?
I don't know what he's dragging his feet for, and Biden is just a fuck-faced pony soldier.
I forgot about that shit. Isn't that from a book or something? Did he have like a flashback to his childhood? Yeah, fucking weird. Wow, you remembered something you read. Amazing. Out there, Vice President Biden. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Yeah, and it's a shit show.
He's fucked. This whole Obamagate and the unmasking shit is just gonna tank his thing if he is sentient. Mm-hmm. We're not even sure he's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you know about this fucking Obamagate shit? I've only seen it in passing. Like, the things that I should be looking at, I'm not. What can you tell us about this?
Well, according to what's her name on NBC, Andrea, whatever. Okay. You know, 18,000-20,000 people get unmasked every year. It's normal, blah blah blah. But it's not normal for transition team to have people on, you know, sort of a pseudo watch list and, you know, investigation that is carried out without any real merit by DOJ people and possibly intelligence, then have that all be wrapped up in current upcoming president and vice president. Not kosher.
Didn't we already know that? I thought we are. That was like, you know, we knew that day one, 2016.
No. There was a lot of speculation. These documents confirm it, and that means people are going to go to jail.
Wow. Fucking
gonna try to. I saw yesterday where they're gonna try to. Gonna try to pin a lot of this on what's her name, the UN pick. Forgot what her name was. Redhead.
Okay, yeah.
Because she said to Congress, "I don't know anything about this. I never unmasked, whatever." And then there's at least 7 incidences where she tried to get an unmasking of what was Earl Flynn. And 7 is way more than no and didn't know anything. And, I mean, that could all just end up wrapping up around her neck or somebody's neck, you know, the FBI guys. And, you know, well, they want – and Trump wants to pose and have Obama testify, but – doesn't understand the gist of this. And what's the name from Carolina said no, former presidents aren't supposed to interfere with current shit. He did. But at the same time, you don't prosecute former presidents, even if he's found of high treason. Let's say Obama's found to be guilty of high treason. Trump, by decorum, must pardon him. Probably send, if he's found a treason, then you're going to get to Biden, you're going to get to Clinton, Comey, what's his name, the other dude.
What the fuck, Michael Flynn?
Oh, his DOJ or whatever dude. Those people could all face...
Like the death penalty of treason?
Yeah, possibly kind of out of time.
Wow.
Really more like they are on house arrest. And a former president, the best you do is pardon him, censure him. In other words, the next 10, 20 years, shuts his mouth. That's his probation. Just can't mouth off about any of this stuff. If he's caught, maybe, you know, further prosecuted. But you don't put people like that in jail. And Trump's not the greatest president, obviously. Mm. He's a rookie president, and he's a rookie politician.
Yeah.
He's a good businessman, and he has done a few things that have been... I mean, he's crushing China. He's crushing them economically.
You know, so much so that they released a bioweapon on us.
Maybe. he's definitely knocked them down a few pegs. And, you know, then there's this, we could have a war. If you don't know anything about this, their biggest and baddest ships, if you ever read a lot about the Falklands War, this will be over in about 10 seconds, because there go to the torpedoes. Boom, boom, boom. All those ships sink to the bottom of the sea. He has no navy. I mean, there's just no... only thing they have is maybe above us is a million-man army, but I mean, we don't fight man-to-man anymore. So.
True, but there's... don't you think that there's a possibility that they have people here that are already stationed, that are Chinese nationals, just waiting to be, you know, woken up for duty?
Oh, all Chinese nationals.
Yeah. So
I mean, if you don't understand that, you don't understand. You know, we're the white devils, and it's not a big thing. It'll get criticized because if we round up all the Chinese and either kick them out or send them to Alaska like we did the Japanese, people are going to get their wad. But you know what? I don't think we're unjustified in doing it for Japan. It gathered a lot of innocent people. The same thing will be China, but Chinese here, nationals and stuff. But you know what? It ends justify the means in this case. So
indeed.
I think they're already here, to answer your question. I mean, it's not like we have to pick them out. They're already here.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, it was obvious when COVID happened, too. A lot of the PPE and shit was sent back to China from such Chinese nationalists. This happened, I think, really prevalently in Australia, you know.
You ever had to figure out why so many people who aren't even commiserating or leaving their house or anything are getting sick?
I didn't realize that, but that makes sense to me.
Well, if you think about it, a lot of our shit comes from China.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nobody's taking this. Nobody's taking this stuff. I just saw a most cheap lens companies for your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They come from China. That's why they're cheap. Mass-produced in China. And you're putting... saline on them, and you're putting a contact lens in your eye. It's like, are you kidding me? That's kind of ground zero for getting an infection.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. People don't think about the eyes or ears, but these are vectors into your skull as well, right directly into your sinuses.
Tips. That shit comes from
fucking
China.
Masks.
Masks, yes.
Anything plastic, glass, metal, or is Chinese product. Yeah, I would love to move industry here. How do we do that? You know what I mean?
Well, that's what Trump is offering, but it's tough.
Talking about it and getting it here are two different things, you know? I think about it from a lot of electronics perspective. You know, what do we have that kind of... we have a lot of that CNC equipment.
Much of that went overseas because of EPA.
Interesting. Because of the chemicals used?
Yes, it's a filthy business. Mm-hmm. You have to use a lot of water, and you pollute a lot of water, and just, it's a nasty, chemical-laden, you know, heavy metals, all this shit. You're never going to get EPA. Even if he wipes out the EPA, people are going to put up with that for about 5 seconds and say, no, we're not going to do that. Right. That's why Apple vacated out of Colorado and here.
They didn't want it to fuck with their beer water.
That too, but yeah. I just saw an article today about infrastructure. We do a shitty job managing infrastructure.
I believe it. I fucking
most of our money goes into big chunk to defense, which they lose $3 trillion and don't even know what the fuck it is after wars and stuff like that. Spend money like it, you know, grows on trees. We also spend a lot of money on pensions and, Medicaid, Medicare, and everything. We spend this just a godly amount of the GDP on this shit, and we don't spend any money on infrastructure.
Right? Yeah, it's funny. So, you know, I'm elderly and I collect Social Security. I might not deserve it, but by golly, I'm going to take it. You know, we offer that up, and it's things that were put into place during like World War II that are kind of deprecated at this point. Yeah, especially if we're not going to get it, what the fuck are we playing for? You know, so that we have a bon voyage to the super old. Isn't it our responsibility as like family and community to take care of our elderly? Why are we expecting the government? Yeah.
Was. I mean, right. No, I had no problem taking my parents in.
Right.
My mother wouldn't hear of it, you know, and my dad died because of it.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. What, she just didn't want to be a burden on you or something?
Oh, no, she didn't like being in charge.
Oh, right, yeah.
No.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that, definitely. Speaking of which, I don't rarely play Alex Jones on here, but I found one of those leftist meme clips, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful how stupid people can be when presented with something that is such an old trope, an old meme, an old idea. This is Alex Jones on I Will Eat My Neighbors. This is done by Ping something, some stupid ass group. You can find the clip, find it yourself. Here we go. There's my man right there, Alex Jones. Come on the show.
I drove all the way to my house, to my office, and I did not see one car. Like an apocalypse.
It's time.
It's about a 60% chance we go into total collapse. And I mean,
time,
power going off sometimes. I mean, baby starving to death. I mean, you ain't getting your medicine. I mean, it's done. Every actuary and government study from South Africa, the United States, to Germany, to Russia, to Japan, to South America.
Right.
Shows in about 7 days, almost everyone commits murder for food.
The Great White Prophet.
Within 14 days, almost everyone resorts to cannibalism or commits suicide. I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm just going to be honest. I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. I'll eat my neighbors. I'll eat your ass.
Wait, did you hear that? Hold on, let me back this up just a little bit and play.
I'll eat you. I'm starting to think about having...
Oh, God damn it. I just wanted to say it one more time. Here we go.
I'll eat my neighbor.
Oh, God damn it.
You think I like sizing up my neighbor? How I'm
I'll
gonna
eat your ass
chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it. Boom. You understand that?
That's amazing. Now, his voice, if his voice was so
clip with the dude that says he's gonna take the kids and shove them into the wood chopper head first.
Oh, you have something like that? That's legit.
It's some leftist dude, and if I'm not mistaken, he's like might be a politician. Said that, and I'm like, you should just bow out because that doesn't fly. Also, you study if study so much, but read a lot about psychopathy, stuff like that.
Read a lot about what? You cut out a little bit there.
And mental stuff, like psychopathy and sociopathy and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
It's clear. It's clear. Leftists all share some common psychopathy. Now, not on the far right, but sort of your deep state right, your deep state left. They all share this thing where it's one of those things where it doesn't matter right or wrong, as long as you're in the tribe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the great equalizer actually is sarcasm. I read a study a while ago that it shows that if you don't get sarcasm, it's more likely that you have lesions on your brain.
Read that too. And that's a stretch, but I understand what they're saying. A lot of people can't handle innuendo and call it dichotomy. It's when things mean multiple meanings, and you chain together a few thoughts, words that contradict each other, but in the end you're being sarcastically clever in combining words. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that, but it goes back to word association and verbal skills and I was always told the Ashkenazi Jews are top for that, but they just seem to kind of poo-hoo sarcasm more than anybody.
Interesting. Shout out to the Ashkenazi Jews. Are those the? Would you consider people from Israel Ashkenazi Jews, since they're like Polish?
Not typically, but that's when you get into state Jews and. Spora, they're two different animals. No people from Israel are ultra right wing, ultra conservative, ultra family, ultra, national. They have a problem fighting the West Bank and everything all the time and some of the shit that goes on, but, like the cartoon shows, the bomb or the mortar or something comes over and makes a black mark on the street. They lob a missile back that takes out a whole city block. There's a discrepancy there with the power and the response. But home state Jews are not typically part of that Ashkenazi understanding. Part of the diaspora.
I hate to do this to you, Don. I feel like we always do this to you, where like we're jumping all over the fucking place. But we're gonna do that to you now because I have to do this for Crafter. Our last clip of the night. This is kind of a longer one, but I think we need to get into this, considering the connections with Fauci within the White House and how long he's been this kind of medical SS to Bill Gates, and how he's existed since Clinton. He's like on the AIDS tip and shit. Now the same guy, if you haven't checked it out yet, check out Plandemic. That's some good shit right there. I know YouTube might censor us for that, and they're saying it's fake news, but it's a different perspective. Even if you don't agree with everything that's going on with it, I think it's important to watch. Regardless, Bill Gates, I think, is at the epicenter of this. He's not a fucking doctor. Huh? Yeah, I knew what you were going to say.
I fucking hate Bill Gates. Fuck that guy. Fuck Bill Gates more than fucking anybody. Fuck Bill Gates. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
That's the reason I played the Alex Jones clip ahead of time. Because Alex Jones, like, he's been on this fucking I hate Bill Gates shit. I should find a picture of him in the pink cardigan he was wearing with the white shirt underneath, literally mocking Bill Gates. It's fucking beautiful. Also, shout out to David Icke as well, fucking going on InfoWars. I know they've had a beef for a while, but we're able to level things so he could get his message out. That's fucking legit. Continuing on, this will piss you off. I only saw part of this clip, but I think it's important to watch Bill Gates' mannerisms so that you can kind of get a feel of who this individual is, maybe on a more visceral level. This is from CNN, Bill Gates being interviewed by Fareed Zakaria. Here we go.
Bill Gates barely needs any introduction. I will
fuck you, Bill Gates.
He is one of the world's richest people, and he has dedicated a large...
Wait, hold up. I would like to remind you, he's got money more than you. Juno, have an excellent night. Take care. Thanks for stopping by. We always appreciate you hanging out and your perspective.
Fortune and his expertise to fighting diseases. He's now taken a lead role in the search for a vaccine and a cure for the coronavirus. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding factories for each of the seven most promising ideas for a vaccine, even though...
So, before we continue on, Alex Jones, the clip Party was showing was Bill Gates' reaction to talking about economic downturn in America, and he has this crazy smile that comes up on his face like he's excited, elated about it, and that's what Alex Jones was kind of pushing about it. So keeping that in mind, I just want you to watch his mannerisms throughout this clip and see what you think. Here we go.
That only one or maybe two of them will actually be used. I'm now joined by Bill Gates. Pleasure to have you on, Bill.
Good to see you.
So if you were to explain to people in general, would you tell them that we now know the coronavirus is more deadly, less deadly, more transmissible, less transmissible?
Look at that fucking cheese, dude.
Yeah, corona.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it is. And also, this is a perfect freeze frame because it's like one eye is going one way, one eye is going the other. It's like total fucking Anunnaki lizard people shit.
How do you characterize this one?
Well, we know that if we do these extreme socialization measures, we get the reproductive rate below one, which means that the total number of active infections starts to go down. What we don't know is we go slightly back to normal, which activities create the risk of a rebound. And so we need to put into place a very dense testing regime so you would detect that rebound going back into the exponential growth very quickly and not wait for the ICUs to fill up and there to be lots of deaths. You know, if you...
Is he full of shit right here? Or is it just me? Or I didn't, like, get anything, any information out of that. What do you think?
There wasn't much information to get. Just like he's just like talking about flattening the curve in the most words possible.
Oh, thank you.
See the hot spot. You can understand the activities causing that. Change policy there and get it back down to the into the decline. So that the brute force tactic that was used did work. It worked in, you know, every country, but that's caused such immense damage. Now we want to back off from that. And we're a little naive about how to prioritize those activities. We need the testing. We need strong leadership that where the scientific community and the politicians are saying, okay, what's the value?
Well, yeah, because we have to trust the politicians and the scientific community. They are our new gods.
Things like school obviously have a very high value if we can figure out a format that's not driving a lot of infection.
I'm going to say this right now, too. Fuck school. We have the internet.
So...
He sounds so authoritative, but he's still full of shite. I agree.
Talk about testing. Everybody talks about it. And it seems bizarre, you know, just from the outside, that it would be so hard. I mean, this is the richest country in the world. You know, people have made analogies to wars during...
Why? So this is what... I hadn't watched this full clip until tonight. And, like... In between each clip, he's throwing on this smile. What do you notice with this crafter?
He's a very disingenuous guy. That's what it is. He's willing to push forward fucking what he wants people to see, not fucking what is.
Right. What is, I think, is very disturbing. I think he's a very troubled individual. Things that I want to point out is still, I didn't plan this. This screenshot, you literally see one eye kind of out from the other. And if you look at how he's smiling, it's obvious that he's pushing the smile, he's forcing the smile, and his eyes are not smiling back. They don't reflect the same emotion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
maybe I'm reaching there, but it doesn't seem like he's smiling with his eyes, just with his mouth. Like, oh, my publicist told me to do this. Big smile. I wish I could smile while talking. I can't. Here we go.
World War II, the United States went from a standing start, zero planes, to being able to produce a plane every 63 minutes in one of the Ford factories. Why can't testing be ramped up to the million a day level that a lot of people, experts believe would be necessary to help reopen?
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Grandpa. This motherfucker is creepy slash scary.
Yeah, so it looks like with new machines and using them in a better way, we'll be able to get up to 400,000 or 500,000 a day. That's just barely enough for really doing the tracking. There are some very innovative ways of running those machines.
That swallow's pretty telling too.
Getting the strip test that could.
I missed that. Is it back just a few?
Yeah, it's a couple seconds. He pauses the swallow in the middle of saying a sentence.
The key thing about the US, though,
there's something up with SyncTube and won't let me do it.
Understates the cacophony and the mistakes we've made in our testing system. The access to that testing system is very unequal. The wrong people are being tested, and anytime you don't get your results in less than 24 hours, the value of the test is dramatically reduced. And so the US is unique in terms of you know, it's who you know, whether you get in the front of the line. Asymptomatics can get in front of the line, and you get these lines that are way too long.
Let me ask you about the vaccine that you know, that you've been so involved in. So when I talk to experts, it's sort of there's a range of views, one of which is, look, we may not get a vaccine. You know, we don't have vaccines against some other coronaviruses. There are some viruses for which you don't get one. And on the other side, people tell me, well, with so many efforts being made like yours, the government is also doing one, the British government is doing one, the Chinese are undoubtedly doing one, we'll actually end up with a vaccine much faster than people are predicting.
Right, and if you look at his shoulders too, they're just kind of undulating back and forth. It's weird. I think they cut that part out, man, because I'm not seeing the one that, you know, the one that I was talking about, that Alex Jones just keeps showing on repeat. Anyways.
Well, it's very hard to across these time frames, and you know, if everything went perfectly, we'd be in scale manufacturing within a year. We may not achieve that. It could be as long as 2 years. There's over 100 efforts. What we need to do is pick the most promising of those, get money, so we're going full speed.
Talk about money, space serious.
In parallel, mm-hmm. Some of which
he swallowed again. I see that.
Which is the last step. Where there's nowhere near the capacity for the 7 billion doses, so we need to do that.
But are you optimistic it'll be on the shorter end? I mean, I've heard people say maybe by December we could imagine starting production.
No. I mean, I don't...
It's, like, so weird, and then he changes face, like, completely. Like, okay, serious mode.
You know, Moderna, you have to do these phase 3 studies that help you understand if somebody has a condition X or Y or Z... Does it create a side effect? You know, there's people with defective immune systems. There's all sorts of things. So the size of the phase 3, the global regulators are going to have to get together and decide how many people, what length of time that goes in. And you'll have to...
Phase 3.
...trial where there's a very heavy infection rate. So, you know, the idea...
So in order to fucking initiate phase 3 requires a heavy infection rate.
Being in manufacture by the end of the year. That's beyond my what's likely. Dr. Fauci and I have, you know, been fairly consistent in saying 18 months to not create expectations that are too high, because this influences, short of a miracle set of therapeutics, this influences when we get to go back to true normal.
So, yeah, there you have it. Fucking. Can you expound upon that a little bit more? Don, the idea of testing. Why is that what it's all about? Why are we continuously fucking hampering on testing? We want to ramp up testing. Why is this words that we're using?
It's part of the narrative.
It's just a so, way. Go ahead.
It's exactly what you guys were saying early on about here. No. Well, if we have 500 cases tomorrow, you know, she's going to want to shut down Wuhan Grisham's going to want to shut down the state for 3 months. And it's like, okay, but did, you know, four times as many tests as the day before, and you 500 people that tested positive, and they're not focusing on whether they're ambulatory or, you know, whatever the outcome of the testing, because that dude in, was it Africa or Europe or whatever, that tested fruit in a goat?
Yeah, it was in Tanzania. Tanzania, they tested a papaya and a goat, and they both came back positive.
Because you can't test for a specific coronavirus. Very hard to do that. Everybody has coronaviruses.
Doesn't it seem like, you know, if you're testing a papaya and it comes back with coronavirus or a coronal type of virus, would suggest that the test itself was tainted?
Yes.
I mean, that could be one possibility. I guess the other, yeah.
Positive.
Right. That's true, too. It could be on the surface of it or whatever, but still.
And they're pushing us towards, oh, you know, 30% of the population has it. The other 60% need a vaccine. And, then they got the guy from Congress that said, oh, as long as it's free for everybody. And wink, wink, nod, nod. It's not free. It's just that we're not going to have to pay for it. It's going to come out of our tax base. We're going to pay these guys $1,000 a shot. 300 million people. Well, holy fuck. It's just, you know what I mean? This is a fleecing.
Yeah, it generates a shit ton of money for people, you know, and it also has a lot of other implications, like how many people are actually going to die from the vaccine.
Telling you guys to watch that movie and band played on with Matthew Modine about the early on sort of health organization in the country when it trips with AIDS, okay? Or gay-related immune deficiency or the gay plague and all these other things that they called it and then shamed Reagan into spending all kinds of money. Whole point of all of that and what's his name taking over from cancer to treatment and the story behind that whole movie is that when they heard this coming on, they heard dollar signs. And it's,
you know,
all
$39,000 you put someone on a fucking ventilator.
But I mean, as far as HIV goes, the drugs that they give you amount to like $100,000 they want to charge like a week if you alive. Try to fight this. And it's an ongoing thing for them. It's just like cancer.
Wow.
There's a lot of reports that cancer could have been probably, this is out of Hughes Medical, Howard Hughes's organization. They think they could have heard cancer and understand it enough back in the 80s.
Interesting. But
they were prevented from doing certain tests. On one side, they were preventing from doing genetic tests because Reagan and Bush were against using fetal tissue and shit like that. And on the other hand, they were prevented from doing certain things because and the cancer and in Europe, they had all these patents lined up where you couldn't do this test because it infringed on a patent. It's like, you guys trying to solve this problem, or are you just trying to make money?
Right. Fucking A. It's all about the money. Big pharma, the vaccines, fucking pharma bruh, raising prices, using the stock market to influence prices. It's all a big conglomerate of people that are working together to jack up these prices to be able to make money off the destitute and take actual viruses that they've controlled, that they've manipulated, throwing them out into the wild just so that they can fucking control the population and make that maximum amount of money. Shout out to Alex Jones. He fucking knew all along, the great prophet. And it looks like we have the great interpreter here, aka the Grand Poobah. aka Semi-Clairvoyant, aka The Don. Dude, thank you for being on the show tonight. Super appreciate it.
Thank you.
Crafter, any final thoughts on the 65th episode of Verbose?
Shit's weird out here, folks. Shit's weird. There's no telling. The truth's not coming out. They don't want to provide real evidence anywhere. Its story changes day to day. You never know. Fucking tomorrow, we might have zombies. Might.
That would be amazing. Zombies for world peace. We'd all have a common enemy to fight, and it would be fun to do so. Grand Poobah, what was that movie title again for all the movie or for all the TV watchers out there?
And the band played on.
And the band played on?
Yeah, let me type it up. It's a reference to the Titanic.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
A sinking ship, and the band just keeps playing because everybody kind of danced around. The gays didn't want to close the baths and didn't want to have safe sex, and you know, it was like between 80 and 85, somewhere around 90,000 people died of HIV.
Wow.
And AIDS. And it blossomed to over a million by the time 2000 or something.
That because sounds like they were similar. Go ahead. Because what?
It just all because nobody wanted to really take it seriously.
Right. And then it kind of faded away because no one took it seriously. It seems like so similar to another virus.
I mean, faded away.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It did.
In this country, it's huge.
AIDS?
Probably 20, 30 million people that are infected, yes. Easily.
Wow.
Yes. Most of them won't die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mainly because it is an immune deficiency and they can treat some of that. But ones that continue to practice, you know, unsafe sex and drugs and these other things, anything that messes with your immune system, they're looking at a premature death.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Quantity.
I want to back up what Crafter said. He's right. He sounds paranoid and everything else. But the problem is that that's the naysayers, the people that are calling you paranoid, the people that are saying you're full of shit. And, you know, the people that either one just drank too much of the Kool-Aid.
You know? Word.
Mm-hmm. Or just are in complete denial.
Yeah. I could see either, honestly. Totally. I could see either. Very interesting thoughts on this 65th episode of Verbose. Check us out, verbose.xyz. We're always around every Thursday around this time. We just rocking and rolling, and a couple shout outs tonight. Definitely want to make sure David Icke hit us up. Alex Jones, you're always welcome on the show. MLG, go fuck yourself. ImpeachMLG.com. We all over the place tonight. Apologies to Don for being all over the place tonight. Thank you for your dribble. The gay is real. I don't know what else to say. We listen to it, and we love it. Thank you for showing up. If this is your first time here, please consider following, subbing, wherever you fucking found us. And if you don't want to fucking deal with any of that shit, just check us out, verbose.xyz. We'll be around Thursdays. Hit us up in the evenings, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, bitches. Thanks for hitting us up. We will see you next time. Out of my drawers, she thought I was pulling my cock out. If you touch one of us, we bust you. A little bit of shit, get shot down. You know one of us, I do not trust you then, especially not now. Young nigga come through spinning and swinging shit. It's an outside playground. Yeah, zip 'em up, spray ground. We gone, 85 northbound. Yes, sir, it's me, go business. We divided the field like tennis. We shook up the trenches, moving the tenders and still trapping in it. It's a handout 50. I stack it up, double up, spend it. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest
rest too skinny. I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. Dropped out of school, kicked down the door, bust it down, and we fool. Come out the denim, the patches velour. I send them, they spin them, don't go back and forth. I got a stick, this bitch take down a horse. Basketball season, the riff like a court. We get you spin, get you put in the morning. Big body matchup with basketball court. Kinda hold him up, my thumb was sore. Just look at the bitch and I know I'ma score. 200 cash with a mag in my drawer. I'm pulling straight like I played a guitar. Dracos and Max, we ready for war. We petty, we spend every day with them cut up machete. I spend a little letters, he sent to the medics. My money come steady, somebody die, only way I can get it. I heard your money was shedded. We on the verge, worth hundreds of millions. They took off your top and I took out my ceiling. Cash in the vault, I got more than a million. M's in the bank, I don't care about opinions. Play with the game, we stayin', we drillin'. Fuck it, we crash, we villain. I'm on my bag and I'm hitting. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. Too skinny. I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million. When the rest too skinny, I can make some squeeze a million.